July 23, to stand firm in spite of ridicule and scorn. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Psalm 1:1. The ungodly are those who do not love and obey the commandments of God, but go contrary to them. This is a class of counselors you are warned to shun, the class which Satan uses to lead the youth astray. Their counsel, their suggestions are of a character to make light of sin, to ridicule righteousness. They are represented as standing in the way of sinners, always leading them out of the straight path of duty and obedience to God's commandments into paths of disobedience. If it were not for those persons who do wrong and tempt others to do wrong, many sinners might have chosen the path of duty, the life of purity and godliness. The fear of ridicule leads many a youth to yield to temptation and to walk in the way of the ungodly. Jesus would not place himself in peril to please the devil, but how many today can stand a dare? Allow no taunts, no threats, no sneering remarks to induce you to violate your conscience in the least particular, and thus open a door whereby Satan can come in and control the mind. You must be an interested student of the Bible. His word is a sure guide. If it is carefully studied, there is no danger of falling under the power of temptations that surround the youth and crowd in upon them. Some may ridicule you for being so strict. They may call you self-righteous, but be careful to start right and then keep quietly on. The history of Daniel, if all was written, would open chapters before you that would show you the temptations he had to meet of ridicule, envy, and hatred. But he rose superior to ridicule, and so will every one who is an overcomer.